West meets East, talking misery blues. I've always been one to ramble around, always had my ups and downs. Thought I'd seen everything before, till I heard about Maryland's eastern shore. I'd never been to no eastern shore, never heard of no eastern shore. Fact is, I couldn't find it on the map. But the eastern shore, so I traveled east to see if I could capture that beast. I was in Kentucky in a grocery store and asked, who knows the way to the eastern shore? Was this older fellow there, gray-haired, wearing a goatee, sporting a vest, munching on a chicken leg. He kind of looked like a colonel. Said, East what? This here is bluegrass country, boy. Maybe you better mosey on, which I did. West Virginia was up ahead. I pulled over to get a bed before I went and closed my motel door. I asked the lady there about the eastern shore. She didn't say nothing for the longest time, sort of looking at me dead-eye. When she finally spoke up, she said, don't sleep too soundly if you from the revenue. I was going through the land of William Penn, one of them places I'd already been. I'm going along when I get the notion. By the end of the day, I'll be in the ocean. I can't swim. Time to ask directions again. This fella come over in a horse and buggy, wearing a big old stovepipe, long black beard. Shit. I was going through the land of William Penn, one of them places I'd already been. I'm going along when I get the notion. By the end of the day, I'll be in the ocean. And I can't swim. Time to ask directions again. What's this fella he come by in a horse and buggy? He's wearing a big old stovepipe hat, long black beard, clutching a Bible. I said, pardon me, Abe, can you tell me the way to the eastern shore? Well, he just pointed straight up at the sky, pointed straight down at the ground, and said, well, there are only two directions. It seemed to me there was more than that. I took off as he tipped his hat. I kept on a-going. I didn't know where, and I ended up in Delaware. I got me a room, showered, shaved, put on my new jersey, and found a bar. This eastern shore is like a hickory nut, you know, pretty tough to crack. But a little whiskey's a mighty big rock. It can smash the toughest lock. So I filled me up with whiskey, called the bartender over, figuring to ask him directions. Before I spoke up, he spoke up. Boy, you sure do drink a lot. How do you feel? Well, truth was, I'd had one too many, because when I replied, it didn't come out sounding in my usual Western accent. It came out sounded like, oh, I feel all right. But then a guy at the bar about grabbed me, slapping my back, wouldn't let me be. Think it was his long-lost pal, worse his up-and-coming gal. I started worrying about his preferences, but didn't make no move. He just kept saying, nice to see ya, nice to see ya. It took a while, but I broke free, tried to leave that place. He's following me. He said, what you going and leaving for? I said, I got to find the eastern shore. I'm damned if he didn't look like we was going to go looking together, where his car was parked out behind mine. And he said, well, listen, we'll stop on the way for some soft crabs. Well, I've had the crabs, but never soft. In Germany, they won't come off. GI powder just makes them gay. The only way to get them is this way, where you get yourself a razor. You shave a patch down the middle of your pubic hair. Soak one side with kerosene, put a match to it. Now when all them critters run over to the other side, you stab each one of them dead with an ice pick. Well, he's in his car, I'm in mine, traveling fast, he's coming behind. Kept on going rather in a hurry, come to a town called Salisbury. I put over the side of the road, figuring to ask this fellow why he's following me so close. Before I spoke up, he spoke up. Well, how about that? I'm from Salisbury myself. There was a bar across the street. I figured it was time to get something to eat. Went along. He made it, too. I didn't know what to do but hop on a bar stool, which I did. Stared straight ahead, and there on the wall was a big old sign. And damned if that sign didn't say, welcome to the Eastern Shore. He ordered a sandwich. I said the same, and I was about ready to ask him his name. Before I did the food come by, I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, this sandwich. It was nothing but two pieces of bread wrapped around this crab. I mean, like the crab had the shells on and everything. All these claws was a-sticking out every which way. One of my claws was moving. But that fella took a big old munch. Them crab shells made an awful crunch. Turned my stomach, face turned blue. This eastern shore's of cannibals who eat live crabs. But they eat raw oysters, jellyfish. What's your trade? Fella asked then, crab shells all over his chin. Truth was, I was writing a book. Before replying, took a second look, because people don't like to hear you're writing a book. They get jealous of all your free time. Six-digit movie rights, spot appearances on Johnny Carson. Besides, everybody knows all writers are spies. What's your trade? A second time, I really hadn't made up my mind. About then the jukebox come on. Well, it must have been that, or sheer inspiration, because right out of nowhere I told him I was a musician. unemployed. Well, to make a long story brief, I ordered a sandwich filled with beef. I was beginning to feel a little fatigued. The fellow there asked if I liked antiques. He said he was a dealer and he'd give me a good deal on something colonial. Then what he had in mind was a chair. I said, "Look, man, I've been everywhere. I don't plan to sit. I plan to leave." He said, "But this chair is 17th century. I had to laugh. What kind of a fool did he think I was by a chair that old? I didn't need no chair in the first place. Day I did, I wouldn't buy some old chair. I'd buy me a new chair. I'd go to Sears and Roebuck." He said, "Listen, you just don't understand. The older it gets, the more price it commands." Well, I told him about this old gal back west, that she commanded 50 cents at best. That's after she bought the whiskey and cooked a hot meal, introduced you to a granddaughter. I told him that. He just made a face. He said, "Look, this chair's broke in the original place." I said, "Now, I just don't get the joke. You're trying to sell me an old chair and it's broke?" He said, "This chair was broke 200 years ago. Well, I told him we had some slow-moving hombres back west, but I do believe we'd have had her fixed by now. Well, our minds never did get together. I left that place and found different weather. Wind had come up and knocked me down. That wind rolled me all across the ground. It took three guys to pick me up. One of them stuck a little finger in the air, said, feels like you've got a little breeze coming off the Chesapeake tonight. I got in my car and I turned her west, back to the land I love the best, back to where the chairs are new. We got Rocky Mountain oysters, too. Man, we got 10,000-foot anthills. We got white water rapids, snow-capped mountains. We got them wide open spaces. But now I've seen everything there is. That eastern shore ends the list. That leaves only the grave to autograph. You can make this here my epitaph. It takes a cat to go to a garden. It takes a dog to go to a tree. It takes a seagull flying o'er the eastern shore to go to the likes of me."